Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothangel. Hey, Mike.
Hello there.
And before we go over last week's challenge, let's just say a big thank you to everyone who pledged in the fund drive and got us back to regular programming, including this.
Yay, thank you. Woo, you're the best.
Let's go over last week's challenge.
I said, start with the name Tom Collins. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the result to spell the name of a famous residence from American history. What is it?
Well, if you swap the S for an E, you can spell Monticello.
All right, Ian, on February 10th, 1996, the IBM supercomputer Deep Blue beat chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov in the first game of a six-game match. Kasparov ultimately prevailed in that series, beating Deep Blue three times and playing to a draw twice. The following year, after the computer was upgraded, it prevailed over Kasparov in a six-game match. To commemorate these historic chess matches, each correct answer this week will contain the name of a chess piece.
Uh-oh.
She won an amateur contest on television in 1952 at the age of seven. 22 years later, her band won their first Grammy Award for Midnight Train to Georgia, and 22 years after that, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who is she?
Gladys Knight.
It is indeed Gladys Knight. Very good. And the Pips. Filmed in Las Vegas, Nevada, and once described by TV Guide as, quote, one part Antiques Roadshow, a dash of L.A. Inc., and a pinch of Cops, what reality series chronicles members of the Harrison family as they negotiate the value of items brought into their business by customers looking to exchange them for money?
Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars is right, yes. And a January 2011 episode of Pawn Stars was at the time the most watched episode ever on the History Channel. Hank Morgan, a 19th century engineer from Hartford, is transported back in time to the Middle Ages, where he convinces the townspeople he is a magician through his use and knowledge of modern technology. Morgan is bestowed the title The Boss by the citizens, a position he uses to attempt, ultimately unsuccessfully, to modernize life. In what 1889 Mark Twain novel does this take place?
A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
Correct. And that novel is often cited as one of the first time travel novels, and the protagonist of Carl Sagan's novel Contact is reading that book in Contact. What entertainer starred in the original 1960 version of Ocean's 11, along with the four other members of the so-called Rat Pack, a name they never acknowledged, wrote most of the jokes and other material for the group, and later that decade hosted a self-titled talk show with an up-and-comer named Regis Philbin?
Joey Bishop?
Joey Bishop. He was the only member of the Rat Pack to work with the so-called Brat Pack in a 1990 film called Betsy's Wedding, where he starred with Molly Ringwald and Ally Sheedy. In the 1962 film adaptation of Richard Condon's novel The Manchurian Candidate, what playing card activates Sergeant Raymond Shaw to obey orders from the communists who have brainwashed him?
I have no idea.
This is a pure trivia question, yes. It is the Queen of Diamonds.
Oh.
What's your favorite chess opening? Is it the Hedgehog Defense? Is it the Trompowski Attack? Is it the Hastings variation of The Queen's Gambit Declined? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go Bobby Fishin for some more clues at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find this week's challenge. Mike?
Those are three actual real chess openings, by the way. Start with the phrase, chess game. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word for certain farm animals and a five-letter word for where those animals might be kept. What are the words?
Mike Nothangel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. You can follow him at Mike Nothangel.
I would not recommend that in the least.
And Mike, we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.